This is an executive summary of DST versus Opportunity Zone Fund, which fits your gain. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The Delaware Statutory Trust and the Opportunity Zone Fund are two of the most popular ways to shelter a capital gain, and investors often weigh them against each other. But they are built for different starting points and deliver different endings. The DST is a passive way to defer a real estate gain through a 1031 exchange. The Opportunity Zone Fund accepts any capital gain and can wipe out tax on the fund's future appreciation. The right one depends mostly on what kind of gain you have and how long you can leave the money alone. This memo draws the comparison cleanly, then walks through the 2026 rule changes that now sit on top of the Oz side of the decision. The table below sets the two structures next to each other on the points that usually decide the choice. Each row is unpacked in the sections that follow, so use this as a map rather than a substitute for the detail. Start with the gain, because it often decides the matter before any other factor comes into play. A DST is 1031 replacement property, so it requires a real estate sale. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.